Okay. Welcome to our meeting of the Board of County Commissioners. As is our custom, we will begin looking to those in attendance for volunteers, for someone to lead us in a prayer reading or thought, and someone to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Do we have any volunteers?
I'll lead us in a pledge.
Bring it up here.
I'll say the prayer either way.
Okay, Commissioner Lee, say the prayer and then we can do the pledge. Be great.
Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be able to assemble here together to talk about government issues, to talk about our community, the great community that we live in. We're thankful for the county and for the great people that live here. We're thankful for their abilities to go forward peaceably and do things correctly. We're thankful, Father, for, and we recognize the great blessings that we truly have as a people compared to a lot that's going on throughout the world. We recognize that, and we pray that we can know who we are and know the places that we can go to help support. We pray for those who are standing in dangerous situations, our law enforcement and our military. We pray for them as they work through the challenges and issues of the days that we have. We pray that we can do the same in our own ways. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join with me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will now go through the process of building our agenda. Anything that we do not hold for discussion will be approved on the consent agenda. We'll hold the first four items just for recognition. I'd like to hold number 8.
Oh, sorry, you said 8.
I'd like to hold number 1 on regular agenda. So sorry, is there anything else on consent agenda?
Can we hold number 21?
Yep. Hold number 20.
Tanner, you held a consent 8, correct?
Consent 8, yes.
And okay. Consent 21.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, moving to regular. Hold number 1.
Can we hold number 8?
Hold number 8. And actually, Nathan, were you trying to hold number 8 on consent? Or are you just following up? Because I'm actually realizing the item I wanted to hold is regular agenda item 17.
On consent?
So I did not need to hold 8. I wanted to hold 17 on regular.
Okay. I did not need to hold 8. I was just clarifying that was the one that you held for my notes. I did not have questions on consent 8.
Okay, so we will not hold 8. I'll ask that we hold regular 17. Anything else people like to hold at the moment?
Nope.
Okay. All right, then we'll move forward with the meeting. I'll turn the time to Commissioner Lee for their first presentation.
Okay, and I am hoping... I don't see her on here on our Zoom meeting. I'm wondering, Luann, are you on our Zoom meeting? I don't see a name on there. Do you see that, Alice? Luann? She said that she was, if we might want to just do this one just a little bit later, because she said she'd probably get on about 3:15.
Okay. All right, so we'll move to...
Correct.
The second item, turn the time over to Patrick Waro to present another Special Achievement Award.
My name is Patrick Waro. I'm the Director of Information Services. I'm here with Darren. I'm not going to take any of his thunder. I just wanted to mention that something he probably wouldn't. That is great that our GIS division was recognized in front of an international panel of GIS users to receive this award for a special achievement as a testament of their innovative approach and tremendous contribution they've made both to the county and to the industry in general. Would have received this award in person at a big international conference in San Diego this summer had it not been for COVID in front of around 18 to 20,000 people, but this is just as special for us. I'm gonna turn time over to Darren to talk about the specifics.
Good afternoon, Darren Slight from GIS, Utah County. This is the award we received, SAG Award, Special Achievements in GIS. I ought to have the whole GIS group come up here. They're the ones that did a lot of this work, most of it. Our organization was one of 180 chosen out of more than 100,000 ESRI clients worldwide. Jack Dangeman, the president and founder of ESRI, he awarded the organizations because they set new precedents throughout the GIS community. The title of our nomination was Creativity Ignites Innovation. Utah County is leveraging newer GIS tech in innovative ways. And here's a couple of ways that the projects we worked on. Election solutions, including publishing real-time election results and tracking ballot pickup and processing. The second one, department level GIS information and GIS tool portal sites. Third one, creative custom development for more complicated projects such as asset management and public works and tax assessment analytic tools, tracking building permit information and residential sales. And then here's a couple of quotes from ESRI in our ward. A talented staff that is savvy. You also have the in-house developer talent to tackle the tough jobs that require more customization. Also supporting departments that have not been traditional users of GIS, like elections and the attorney's office. We're impressed with how you continue to evolve and innovate as needed. That's pretty much it. We should introduce our staff here. We have Caleb Smith, Dave Henry, Andrea Beepeth, Curtis Worston, Nathan Thomas in the back, and a couple who aren't here with us today, Mary Jean Kaiser and Melanie Rainey.
That's incredible work. We got a little bit of a preview from Patrick during the IT department annual report, and it's incredible what all of you are doing. Thank you.
Well done.
Okay, we have a couple, due to COVID, we've had some delays in recognizing our employees of the month, which is unfortunate. And so we have a couple to recognize today. Also, this one's for Commissioner Lee.
Yes, is Sergeant Sainsbury here? Darn it. Last time we were going to do this, he had a SWAT call, and so he was called out. I should we do this again when he's here? I'd rather do it when he's here. Okay, so you're in charge of getting him here next time.
Well, I think it's the same thing, right? Or do we have?
Yeah,
we have Deputy Ormond. So.
Yeah, okay. Because last time we just forwarded it to the next this meeting because they got called out, and so I looked around, I didn't see anybody in necessarily uniforms except for you. So, okay, we'll hold off on this.
Okay, let's continue that.
Can we go back to the? I don't know if Alice, do you know if she's on there? Have you been texting her at all?
No, I haven't. I wish she's texting.
3:15. Okay. Maybe we'll just if we can, Mr. Chair, we'll just if she jumps on, maybe we can have a break in between.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting some notes from the Sheriff's Department. I think there was some lack of communication of letting them know when we're recognizing this so that we can get people there. So I think everyone's excited to recognize these great employees in the future. Okay, so we move to consent agenda item number 21.
Okay, this one, the only question I have is there's no document with this.
The document's uploaded now. It just didn't go through the first time I tried to upload it yesterday. Okay. I just realized that now. But basically, to summarize it, there's no significant environmental impact with this project. So, okay. It's kind of a. It just goes through each of the different laws that it has to approve and just say no findings. So
yeah, I don't think there's a problem with it. I just didn't see a document, and
if you refresh your page, it should be up there now.
Well, I'm having problems with my computer right now. It's just trying to load everything. So is it possible that we can here we go.
Mr. This is Dave Shockroft. There is some emergency on this one, to my understanding. But we could continue it to the end of the agenda, perhaps.
Yeah, what if we do that? What if we just table this, and then I'll try to sneak peek, when we have little breaks in between.
Sounds
or something.
Good.
Okay,
we'll table this for now.
I'll make a motion that we table item number 21 that was on our published consent agenda.
Second, sorry.
We have a second to table item number 21. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that item is tabled. We'll move to regular agenda item number 1. I had a question for Bryce on this, just about, is this currently budgeted for, just to help, is this a new change? How much of this is previously approved or can be fit within your existing budget, or are you asking for additional funding?
Bryce Armstrong, Community Development. This was asked for and approved in the 2020 budget through a number of different urgencies we've had to deal with this year. We're finally getting to it. We've lost some staff members and such. So no, this is currently included in our current year budget.
Okay. Great. That was the only question I had. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the change to the staffing plan as indicated in number 1 on our regular agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on number 1. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Okay, we go to regular agenda item number 8.
Okay.
This is Ben Benoit, kind of filling in for Court Griffin
Is there a question? I think we under Sheriff Buffton's there. He should be able to answer more specific questions for you.
I just kind of wanted to walk down through this. And the second question, I have two questions. One, I wanted to kind of understand this a little better with an explanation of what we're signing here in this agreement. And second, I am not sure, it wasn't listed anywhere on an account basis how this is going to be paid for. And so those are my two questions.
Sure, I'll have to defer questions. I don't know if anybody from the sheriff's office is here. It looks like Sean B. is on there. I don't know if that's under Sheriff Buffton. He might be muted. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Sounds like you're singing.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, go ahead with the question.
If you just kind of walk down what the agreement is between Utah County and the Curtis Blue Line, and then also, I don't see anywhere on there an accounting number this is coming out of. It says expense for $164,000, but I don't have an account down there on the budget information.
So the contract was written, it's for masks, for first responders and for all of our riot people that we've got in place now. And it was, the contract is just to provide those, obviously, but it was going to be paid for with the COVID money. I don't have an account number. Daylene probably will.
Okay, so I would assume, is this the masks that we've talked about in the past that are the
Yes, sir. They're the ones that you and I talked to,
okay,
or talked about, Commissioner, with Chief Oliver.
Okay, so that was that private conversation that we had. That,
yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm good to go.
Okay.
Okay. Entertain a motion on item number 8.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the signing of the agreement as stated in number 8 on our published regular agenda.
Is that muted right now?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number 8. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Okay, we move to agenda item number 17. I actually, Anthony, I just wanted to make sure I got a little bit confused. Is there just the one item on here?
That is correct. There is one item, but there's two different, it's a personal property tax and there's also a real property tax.
Okay. And the recommendation on both, I was having a hard time pulling that up. The recommendation on both is a denial, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I actually don't have any additional questions and I would be ready to approve it with the recommendations.
I know that the owners are here. If they'd like to speak to it, I'd like to hear.
All right, thank you for your time. I am the owner of Splash Summit Water Park, the old Seven Peaks, and Tom Meyer and Lewis Meyer back there as partners. We took this property over in October of 2019, so last year, recognizing that there were multiple years of back taxes owed on the property. Realizing that we thought that we could pay those back taxes with a successful year of running the water park in 2020, obviously not having a great foresight of a world pandemic that happened in February. So recognizing that has happened, we have sustained significant losses at the water park for this year and are struggling to stay alive for the next year. So what we're asking is to just give us some relief on the penalties and interest, and we would pay the full portion of the taxes on that property.
And so I've looked into this, actually talked with Anthony and the owners on this. I know that we have put significant effort into helping our businesses, small businesses, with CARE dollars, and I know that you received some of those CARES funding. And I have no interest in forgiving the tax portion of this. I think that is owed, no matter who owns it, and you took on that liability to own it. But I in looking at this, I think this is one area that we as a commission could consider reducing or eliminating those penalties and interests, if you would pay that tax debt immediately, soon,
in full.
And so I'd be on that side. I could go that way.
And we would commit to pay that as quick as possible within the next 15 days.
So I looked at that, I don't really follow the logic. I mean, obviously this is a really hard time for all businesses, especially recreational centers, water parks. So that's really tough. I'm glad to hear that you were able to participate in some of the CARES Act funding. Any lender who's going to lend, I was reading through some of the letters there, I think they're going to be just as concerned as the back taxes as they are the interest and the penalties. And so I don't really understand how this idea that if this is forgiven, then you are able to get financing and then you can pay the rest. I think that they all kind of go together in my experience with lenders. So that it just felt to me like, understandably, it was more a group of owners trying to get reduced tax obligations than it really being a critical part of a potential financing.
So we are trying to get some financing to actually stay alive. That's one of our main purposes in getting this funding. So had the water park been able to function as it normally does, we're probably not here today. Losing significant portions of our business, our numbers were probably at about 40 or 50% of normal capacity and lost all group exclusives. I think we had about $28,000 in group exclusive this year. Normally in a year like this, it would be upwards of $500,000 to $700,000. So taking those substantial losses caused us really not to have the funding to do it. The bank in the loan wants us to pay the taxes before we can submit on the loan. We don't have enough room to pay the loan and stay alive in that line of credit or that loan that we're applying for. So that would be the difference in the funding, if that makes sense.
Sure. And I think that this, I won't pretend to know a lot about this park and the changes that have gone on, but I do know that there was a bankruptcy prior. And so it's not just like this has been operating in ordinary course and all of a sudden there's a COVID acute situation. And so I think it's important for us to be mindful of that, perhaps there's just an ongoing operations issue that's not directly connected. Obviously, COVID had a harder impact this year, but I mean, I don't know if you want to comment on the previous bankruptcy, and then also if you can comment on whether there is overlap in ownership between the previous owners and your ownership group.
Great question. So the previous bankruptcy, so we had actually significant amounts of money into that. That's how that bankruptcy happened. So we didn't get it at a normal fire sale price, if that's kind of the thought process. As far as the ownership, I have met the old owner once in my entire life, spent a lot of time this year convincing people that the old owner has nothing to do with the park. We are truly new ownership, new people, new employees. I think that if you got on to some of the reviews, you'd see that we really are trying to make a change. We really are trying to improve the park and make this something that it was in 1989, really, when it was built. We want to be in this for the long term, and I think it's a great thing for the community. The water park's a hard business. This is my first year ever running a water park or ever doing anything in the water park space. But I think with the people that we have, we'll be successful, and it can be something good for the community and everybody else. So,
sorry, what did you, I didn't understand. That's helpful on the second part of your answer. What did you mean on the first part of the answer? If you could explain that again. You said you were significantly in the first bankruptcy.
So the property, was lost in a bankruptcy due to money that was owed to a debtor. And that significant capital into it was already sitting there when the foreclosure or the bankruptcy happened. So
were you that debtor?
We were, the okay. Three of us. Yep.
So essentially you took on this property as through the foreclosure process as a result of the bankruptcy.
Correct. Yep.
So all right, that's helpful explanation. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Well, I just want to reiterate, this year's been crazy. As a county, we put $20 million aside for small businesses, nonprofits. And I know you took a small portion in that. But we're trying to find significant ways, you know, to help out the business community with the effects of COVID. And I think that this is one of those ways that we can do this, even outside of that COVID money that was sent to us. And we're talking about just the penalties and interest. The tax burden itself will be paid. And I think that we could structure it in such a way that we would actually say in our motion that upon receival of the tax portion, then the penalties and interest could be forgiven, or whatever the proper legal term is on that, dissolved. Yeah. so I would be inclined to go that direction.
And that's my inclination. I just want the taxes paid. I'm happy to forgive the interest and late fees.
Okay. I'll just state, appreciate that clarification, but just for up here, I think I will vote in a different direction. I think that these back taxes are not, they don't have anything to do with COVID. There was delinquency. There was a bankruptcy that happened well before this all occurred. The ownership grew, was aware when they took ownership, when they foreclosed, when they invested originally, they were a part of it. And so it's unfortunately a distressed situation, but I would not consider these back taxes related to COVID-19.
But we're not talking forgiving the taxes, right?
So, but even the penalty and interest that have accrued up to this point, I would not say that that's related to COVID-19. I mean, 5 years of, I mean, how many years of taxes? I think it's
five years.
Yeah. So, right. So that goes to show that these problems are well before 2020.
Oh, absolutely. Those problems were well before 2020. Yeah.
And sure. I get that. I'm not trying to, and this group is not, they were not necessarily liable at the time for those back taxes until they purchased the property, and then they assumed that responsibility. They didn't accumulate the back taxes, you know, as a group until they purchased the property and agreed to it with an opportunity of thinking that normal years were going to happen, and 2020 happened, which is how kind of the COVID mixes into this whole situation. Again, I don't want to be in the speculation business. I don't think that that's right for us to do. And I know that, you know, even though they were asking for, you know, forgiveness of the whole thing, I told them I was not in favor of any of that. It had, you know, the taxes had to be paid, And I think that the only way that we can have some wiggle room is with that penalties and interest, which I think is appropriate for us to consider.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion then. Okay, Anthony, it says on here approve, but if I approve the tax actions, you actually put a deny in there. So what is the proper words that I should use to accomplish what we're talking about?
Yeah, there is a alternative recommendation in there with findings that the commission can make. So
I don't have that, probably I don't have that email with me. I'm just looking at the agenda.
Oh, okay. I would say approve the property tax officer's alternative recommendations with the findings therein. And I think that should cover it.
Okay. And that has in there that upon receipt of the back of the taxes being paid, then the penalties and interest would be taken off.
Right. And in fact, I'll just read this part so that way it's on the record. Is that, you know, the board would make the finding that it's in the best human interest to defer the penalties and interest on the personal and real property taxes for 30 days. And if LaDuke LLC pays the property and real property taxes, the personal and real property taxes by end of workday on November 20th, 2020, then the deferred penalties and interest will be abated. If they fail to do that, then the interest and penalties would continue to accumulate during that period of time, and they will come back on to the amount already owed.
And so moved, is that is my motion. I don't know how you're going to get that all. I'm sorry, Alice.
Okay, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to that motion that was just stated.
I want you to repeat it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. That passes 2-1 with Commissioner Ivey and Commissioner Lee in the affirmative.
I will send Alice the language to that.
Good. Okay, great.
I still don't see her on here. Maybe for now then, Mr. Chair, if we could, I'm ready to pull off that the tabled item.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we, oh, I don't have a number now. What number was that, Ezra?
Rob Morris, 21.
21?
I can say.
I'll make a motion that we pull from the table item number 21.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to untable item number 21. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that item has been removed. Aye, that item has been removed from the table.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the signing of the commission chair on item number 21 on our agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number 21. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That passes 3-0.
Well, this is hard. We can't get.
Well, we can. We still have a couple things we could do. Let's set our.
Okay.
So we have litigation.
Oh.
Is that right? Let's see if Dave. I think we need to set a special.
Yes, we need.
Go ahead.
We need litigation 21 just for today's date, right after our meeting.
Okay.
Or, you know, the closing meeting.
21.
And then we need. Item number 18 scheduled for tomorrow morning.
And that was at what time? 9:30. And that's going to be in our conference room.
Okay.
Over here, right?
Okay. I wasn't aware of which.
In our conference room, room number 319. So, okay. So, ready?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we strike item number 19 and number 20 from our agenda.
Second.
Motion and second to strike 19 and 20. All in favor say aye.
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 This is 3-0.
I'll make a motion that we approve and set a date, time, and location, which is tomorrow, October 22nd at 9:30 a.m. And that will be in room 319 in the old historical courthouse. And this will be for, for a discussion on character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual or individuals.
I will second.
We have a motion and a second to set the closed meeting as stated in number 18 and modified by Commissioner Lee. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0.
I'll make a motion that we approve and set a date, time, and location for a closed meeting for a strategy session to discuss the pending or reasonable imminent litigation at the completion of this meeting for item number 21.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for item number 21 as stated. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That passes 3-0. Do we have any public comment? Okay. Seeing none, Commissioner Lee, do we think we have?
Well, we still have the work session.
We can. You want to go jump to the work session?
Let's do that. It's Luann. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have? Yeah, we have Public Works here to discuss. We'll have Glenn Tanner discuss. We have a work session on a proposal to vacate portions of alley and roadways in the Alberta Townsite plat. And others. Glenn, turn the time over to you.
Glenn Tanner with Public Works. We have a proposal we received from a landowner that currently has a property out in the Alberta town site. I believe the documents have been scanned in, so you can look at those documents. What they're requesting is for the county to vacate an alleyway and two roadways that at this time have not been constructed. They were part of the original town site plat. I can't remember the exact date of that plat, do you, Gary?
I'm not sure. It might have been 1902.
Can I, Gary, is this the one years ago that we went out to? Same one? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought when I was looking at the map.
To get back history, the county surveyor, I think about 5 years ago, Gary?
Yeah.
Went through and did an overall review of the plat and was asked to look at maybe amending the plat to alleviate some of these issues that are coming about, and specifically like this, to get rid of some of the alleyways and roadways that were never constructed. And so that never did occur because of some confusion and maybe some miscommunication, and this became more of a difficult circumstance. So what's happening is each individual landowner, as they come through potentially building or subdividing or trying to improve their property, is asking us to evaluate this. So this particular item is going to be a request that comes to the commission, and again it will be to vacate half of an alleyway, the full section of the south side of the roadway, and then half of a roadway on the east side of their parcel. That's what they're requesting. We were asked just to bring it to you before work session to see if there's any questions or things we could resolve before we proceed forward.
I don't have, I mean, I remember this specifically because it was such an odd,
go ahead, Gary,
an odd thing that was going on out there. But if I remember, our conversation was because this thing was platted back then, clear back then, they have certain rights in the way of building. And so we were trying to find ways to actually get this cleaned up. And is going through it on a piecemeal process like this the best route, or is there a way that we can just vacate all those things and get it done?
Well, and I think that's what we'd hoped to do back then. We were hoping to get a consensus with all the property owners involved, because a majority of the property owners out there have been occupying those streets and alleyways that were never developed. They've been occupying it for several generations. And so we were thinking, or I was thinking, that it would be a slam dunk, that everybody'd be in favor. There were a handful that weren't in favor. So we basically told them at that public hearing that we'd look at it on a piecemeal basis, because that's kind of, we felt like that's what we had to do.
So what will happen with that, though, is that because they're already occupying them to a certain extent, and it's kind of common knowledge that this half of this, what used to be probably the buggy and horse, you know, back behind the house, if they're occupying them anyway, why in the world would they ever want to come forward and take something up that's going to be more of a tax burden in the future, you know, and then put it on the rolls?
I'll talk on that.
Okay.
So a lot of reason is so when they go to subdivide, or not subdivide, improve that lot, the setbacks. So it deals a lot with the construction of residence is what it'll be. So it allows them a bigger lot. They're trying to.
Because I think their setbacks
incorporated
like
all
feet.
Into one lot.
Yeah.
So.
So they what it is, we're just waiting them out for time. So when they actually want to do something.
This is Bryce Armstrong with staff. The challenge is we have to honor the platted configuration of the lot when they come in for a permit. And as the other gentleman stated, that just hasn't been built that way. And so people have occupied these right-of-ways and have structures on them or want to expand, and we have to honor the platted property lines. And so this allows them to have their platted lots amended to match the areas that they have, and oftentimes they have ownership of, but it still has never been officially vacated as a right-of-way. And so we still have to honor that until this process goes through.
So the other question then is, what if a property owner realize that we have this problem going out there and they want to expand that lot, but they also decided instead of half the alleyway, they said, you know what, can you vacate the whole thing and I'll take my property all the way back, you know, all the way back, it, you know, so I have a little bit more property even. Are we going to accommodate that, or are we dividing these things with artificial lines
place? So what we're looking at is those alleyways, typically you've got adjacent landowners. Both landowners are notified, like this one specifically, the alleyway. I believe the landowner on the west of that alley is interested at this time, but they're not pursuing it. So again, hence the reason this individual is just looking at their half. And same thing with the roadway. So the only one that they're taking the full section on, and Gary will maybe clarify on this, but is on the south side, that roadway that we're proposing to vacate would abut a private landowner that was not part of the original town site. So really, as far as we're concerned, didn't have interest in that roadway.
Because it would almost, again, and I hate to beat this too much because we've already talked way too much about it, but it almost seemed to me that if an owner there says, you know what, I'll take the whole thing, that would be an advantage to the county, because then we get it on the tax rolls, right? And it's not just sitting there in no man's land. And if another landowner doesn't want that, fine, then let the neighbors take the land that, you know, so we can put it on the tax rolls.
I may let Mr. Moore or others comment, but I believe the state law contemplates the initial approach of giving the opportunity of each adjacent or the adjacent property owner that. Yeah.
The opportunity.
Right.
I think that's fair.
But I think,
we've been given
that
opportunity for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they define that opportunity or whatever, but I think that's somewhat contemplated in the state code in these vacations.
Commissioner, this is Rob Moore. Just real quick, when we met 5 years ago with those folks out there, and I was part of that, and whatever how many years ago it was, there wasn't a lot of cooperation. I think there was some. I think we dealt with like six different landowners who actually did do some vacating. The county vacated portions of roads, et cetera, and there's some properties that were combined. But other than that, we really didn't get a lot of folks who wanted to participate. We had that public hearing out there as well to try to generate business, if you will, trying to get folks to come together and try to clean this plat up. But we weren't able to get very much success because they weren't interested in participating at the time.
Okay.
So before you, kind of what'll be coming is this item. We also have one very similar, same area. I believe the name of it will be Wade Eva. That'll be the exact same request. So.
And so this is helpful. Thank you for putting this on a work session. And just to confirm, it sounds like I'm hearing from Public Works, from our surveyor, and from Community Development that the solution that as you drafted is
what we
everyone is in agreement that it makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I guess we have one last chance to see if we can get.
Is Luann on? Well, it looks like we'll just have to try again next time. Yeah. Yeah, just continue it.
Okay, so we're going to note that.
Motion into that. And then
sure.
I'll make, do we need to continue or?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we continue consent agenda item number one until our next.
Second.
Meeting. We have a motion and second. Sorry, to continue Bill. Item number one. All in favor say aye.
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 Passes 3-0. Okay. We will now move into our closed meetings. Okay, we're back in our public meeting. I'll entertain a final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 We are now adjourned.